locked in the United States, but right now I'm in lockup in Canada, accidentally. All I want to do is get some information from customs about an upcoming trip to Alaska with a glass project I'm installing, and I couldn't reach anybody by phone or email, so I finally decided to go up in person and do it without crossing the border, but as the man with the gun just told me, I'm already in Canada now. He wanted to know if I had a gun too. Can't blame him, I guess. Then he wanted to know if I had $10,000 on me. I guess the battered cowboy hat made him think I might be a Texas oil man on holiday. I didn't have 10K on me right then, so I figured a bribe was out of the question with what I did have. Turns out I'm in the wrong customs. The one I need for information concerning transportation of art contraband is the commercial crossing 5 miles east. Trouble is, they've taken my driver's license and asked me to sit over here. They just called me back up and asked what other states I've lived in. Maine, Michigan, California, Mississippi, North Carolina, Georgia, Wisconsin, Washington. I'm already homesick for all of them, especially Washington. And I still have to go back through U.S. Customs. The custom men called me back up to the desk again. They wanted the keys to my truck. I gave them the keys. They wanted assurance there was nothing sharp when they searched it. Holy Kafka crap. My license, my history, my truck keys. I was wishing I'd stayed home. I was wishing I'd eaten the last meal. I was wishing I'd said a last goodbye to Karen, who'd never know why her husband never came home. "Where's your truck parked?" the customs agent asked for the third time. I told him once more, the third time. It was in Peace Arch State Park in Blaine, Washington, in America. No doubt loaded with syringes, briefcases full of $100 bills, caches of small armaments, undocumented American fruit pickers, hockey spies, who knows? He gave me another hard once-over. 63-year-old Caucasian male, shabby clothes, rumpled hat, beard, apparently migratory, but not anymore. A walk-in purportedly looking for information. Oh, right. If possible, I'll try to smuggle this out. If you get this, if you read it, call the embassy. Tell them I'm an American citizen. I have rights, damn it. Well, I thought I did. I'm learning real different, real fast here in the great white north.